Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we said, coming up, we're going to be having a load of all-star games, and not just in South Florida, but throughout the country. But we have one that's been going on for a long time under Dade Broward all-star game. Wes Frater and his people for years have just done an awesome job, and they keep raising the bar every year. Adding a combine for the seniors who need that opportunity. That extra look, and they invite a lot of the small college coaches from the area. But this event has now morphed into something that Wesley Frater and his group wanted to do a long time ago: a South Florida versus Southwest Florida game, because it was only natural. He had a couple of kids, I think, early on that came over from Naples, but never as a group and never in that area. And this year, he assembled a tremendous group, and PJ Gibbs, who's the head coach over at East Lee and one of the great organizers and somebody who has done a tremendous job, who will be the head coach, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. And when I was talking to Coach Wesley Frater, I said one of the great guys over there is PJ Gibbs. Nobody promotes people, nobody knows the people, nobody has a network, so you are the perfect guy.
I appreciate it, Larry, and was truly honored and humbled to be chosen to represent Southwest Florida and to help these kids get some good competition, but also help them get recognized.
And also what you've done is given these kids an opportunity. You know how it is. Sometimes those kids are always looking at rankings, they're always looking at teams, and all of a sudden they see Miami-Dade County and they go, oh, and their eyes light up. I want a chance. Have you found out with a lot of these coaches and kids who relish the opportunity to coach in a game like this, because they figured if they do something, then they'll get recognized faster?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good point, but I also think you have to, obviously we have a lot of respect for the football over there, with the tradition and the history and the players and coaches that have come before us. So, yeah, I think at any time as a competitor, you look at the chance to play an area that has such a high bar, not just in Florida but throughout the country. So we're super excited for the opportunity.
And you know what, as I was looking at your coaching staff and been around this state a long time, guys like Coach Delgado and Justin Midget, who I used to cover and go out with his dad, and all the family at Charlotte, great people up there, people that are, and I see Brandon Kornbluh all the time. We do a lot of his showcases and stuff, and Coach Perry and Coach Pasquale. I mean, these are guys that, that mold and shape kids year round, and they don't get the credit that sometimes they they really deserve, and especially being in the Southwest Florida area, which I think is probably the most underexposed area in the entire state. Talk about that and the selection of the coaches for this game.
Well, I mean, Wes kind of, when I got asked to do this, Wes basically said, hey, assemble a staff. He's like, Coach Cox and they usually have this many guys. So I said, okay. So I just went down my list. Obviously, I have a strong connection to Palmetto Ridge High School, where I was for 3 years.
Sure.
We had, 2 years ago, we had, a very successful season over there. And Coach Token and Coach Citro, Fields and Perry were, obviously colleagues of mine. And just through doing, you know, things like USA Football and things like that, you know, and you go to these different conventions, like, you know, you've been doing this, you know, you know, a long time, and you meet great people. So like, you know, Dave and Dwayne Mack and Nick Bajica, and, you know, he said James Delgado, and yeah, Ed Gant, who's great, you know, with the community in Lee County, you know, former NFL guy. So it was a tough decision, but easy when you look at the list of guys that are there.
Yeah, no doubt. P.J. Gibbs is joining us, head coach for the Southwest Florida All-Stars, and also not only that, head coach at East Lee, program that we had a chance to see you guys during the summer, brought your team over to Kaiser, and have an opportunity to see a lot of athletes, and you guys, and that's what you do. I mean, you're a tremendous organizer, a really good coach, but the thing that you do as well as anybody is you promote your kids, and not only your kids, but a lot of the kids around you. Talk about Southwest Florida, because a lot of people in South Florida and up, you know, the East Coast, they always look at Southwest Florida, and they always say, well, Naples, that was the first, that's always the first name that comes out, you know, because Coach Kramer, let's face it, he did a tremendous job. He established a really good rapport with the youth leagues in the area. So he got a big jump there. And then in Fort Myers, you know, there have been a few schools. I know Sammy was there for a while. I know that, you know, Coach May went to South Fort Myers. How do you look at that area as getting stronger? Because I know that you have one team left now with First Baptist, and they're playing Champagnat this week. But losing a Dunbar in the first round, or, you know, early to a Plantation, that stings a little bit. Talk about that and what you think that area needs to get better.
Well, you know, I think a couple things. I think we're doing a better job over here of, you know, like you said, kind of building some camaraderie between the coaching staff. And, you know, there's been, you know, I've been down here since 2015, so you do see a lot of turnover with guys either, you know, moving schools for whatever reason, or, you know, they're going out of state for whatever reason. And I think that's something that, you know, just the areas have to do. I think, you know, you said one thing that Coach Kramer did very well was, you know, relationships with the youth programs and getting the, you know, youth teams to, you know, run the basic offensive and defensive that the high school runs, because, you know, that's what they're going to be running when they get there. You know, so, and I also think too, you know, I think us being more consistent when it comes to getting into the playoffs, and trying to, you know, when I was at Palmetto 2 years ago, you know, we got to play Dunbar, we lost 12-9, had we won, we would have had an opportunity to play Miami Central at our place, you know, and exactly. All you can ask for is an opportunity, you know, all you can ask for is an opportunity. So I think just doing those things and just continuing to work hard and to be better in every facet of the game.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, PJ, the one thing too, you know, athletes getting more of an opportunity to get exposure, and especially early on. I mean, and having events and doing well at events, like the kid, is it Malpica? Is that how you pronounce it? Malpica? Is that?
Zach Malpica. Yes,
Zach.
Sir.
Well, there's a kid right there who's a throwback. I mean, I've watched him for 3 years. I mean, it's that type of kid. It looks like he'll do anything, play offense, play defense, special teams. And yet they don't get the shine that a lot of the – if he was in South Florida, if he was in Orlando or Tampa, he would get more exposure. But because Southwest Florida, you know, sometimes doesn't get that, you know, unless you have a Noel Devine, or unless you have somebody of that caliber, they don't come down as far as much as they used to. Talk about that, because I think, you know, like when you look at like Dwight Thomas and Charles Fishbein and guys like that who work for the smaller guys, that's great. But sometimes you want to have, you know, Texas come down, or you want to see Virginia Tech come down. Talk about that, and do you guys discuss it as a, you know, group of coaches? You know, what is it going to take to get these coaches down? Not just them, but, you know, mid-level coaches that don't normally come down to see the kids that you have.
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, we've tried to do a better job of as a group. I know, you know, guys, you know, Coach Chaney at Lehigh does a tremendous job,
right,
promoting and networking and, you know, things like that. Yeah, I think it's pretty tough, Larry, when you think about that in that perspective, because a lot of coaches that, you know, I just from my experience being down here, they'll say, oh, we only go to Tampa. You know, we don't go far past the West Coast. So I think, like, you brought up having a player on your team that will help, you know, promote the other guys. So, you know, you look at Richard Young at Lehigh, for example. Yes, I mean, he's number one running back in the country. So, obviously, they're going to have multiple FBS schools through that area just because, you know, and then it's our job, you know, as coaches, you know, Coach Chaney's fortunate enough to have a couple of those guys. It's for us to market our guys to those coaches to get them to stop in on the way.
Yeah.
So I think the more effort you put into it as a coach, you know, gone are the days of just kind of sitting around and just saying, hey, you know, your film doesn't lie, you know, kind of deal, you know, especially with the transfer portal and all that stuff. I think that's something that's really, you know, hurt high school recruiting is definitely in the transfer portal. So that makes our job as head coaches and assistant coaches a little bit harder now just because of the, you know, it's just that much more effort that, you know, and we don't mind doing it. But, it's a lot different than it was, it's a lot different than it was 5 or 10 years ago.
Okay, the game is on the 23rd of December, so you guys get to now you practice. You know where you guys are practicing at, and what's a little timetable?
Yeah, so we're gonna be practicing at Bishop Vero High School. Coach Rode has allowed us to practice there. Did a great favor to us, so we're gonna practice the 11th and 12th, and then the 18th, 20th, 21st, and then we'll do our walkthrough at Golden Gate High School in Naples, and we got a hotel overnight, and we'll head over on the 23rd.
Good stuff. I'm excited. The 23rd, they're going to be playing at Anson Field over here. Am I right? Is that where they're going to be playing it? In Miramar?
Yes, sir.
And,
yes, sir.
Good venue, real good venue, and a lot of good talent, and I know that Coach Cox and you, Coach, will have a really good go, and we'll be promoting it, and we'll be writing stuff on it. So feel free to keep tagging us on everything and do the great job that you've been doing, because I think you're going to build something special where you're at, because you're relentless, and that's a good thing.
I appreciate it, Larry, and thank you so much for all you do for the kids and for the communities and Florida and all over.
Good stuff. P.J. Gibbs, head coach for the Southwest Florida All-Star Game, which will be coming up December 23rd right here in Miramar at Southwest Florida against South Florida, or actually Miami-Dade County. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I've said, the great folks at AutoNation have just done unbelievable by this program all football season long, and excellent stuff at from the people all the way from Mark Cannon and Mike Jackson all the way to the people who always tag us on everything that goes on. And, you know, there's sure a lot of drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, tailgate upgraders, and super fans with super loud speakers, and you listening to me right now. Well, you're in luck, because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road. But AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them. They'll even buy them as well. Yep, if you're looking to sell your current vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. You'll get a check on the spot that you could deposit right away. Start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. So no matter who you are or what you drive, AutoNation has the car or truck you want. Hurry to AutoNation store nearest you. What drives you, what drives us at AutoNation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.